Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I said I just got back, baby. The big white house on the hill.
This is ZZ Top, Little Texas Blues, bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And one of my favorite people on the planet is Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute. I'm so proud of the work that she does at the Galen Institute to help keep all of us up to date and informed about the truth, about public policy for healthcare, about the truth about Obamacare, about the truth about free market healthcare solutions. She's been doing this for so many years, and she's a champion for you and me, folks, whether you know it or not. Grace Marie, thanks again for hanging out with us. We've got an event coming up in November, Grace Marie. There's an election, and many people, Republican radicals, more people who are not aligned too much, are kind of predicting that the Republicans could take a bigger stake in the House and recover control of the Senate. What would that mean for Obamacare?
What it means is the Republicans would then start passing bills in both houses of Congress that would wind up on the president's desk, and he would either have to sign them or veto them.
Yeah.
And many of these are going to be bills that have broad bipartisan support. Things like, the president would never sign a full repeal of Obamacare. That's going to have to wait for a new president. But it would be very hard for him to not sign repeal of the medical device tax, for
mm-hmm.
example,
mm-hmm.
or repeal of the employer mandate. There's broad bipartisan support for many provisions to get rid of even more of Obamacare than the president has so far with his administrative edict.
So you're talking about basically taking it apart more than it has been, piece by piece.
I think that is what you would start to see, and it's also a way of highlighting what's in the law, because people think, oh, it's only about covering people with pre-existing conditions and going after the health insurance companies. Well, this is 2,700 pages of legislation, 30,000 pages of regulation that affects every corner of our society
mm-hmm.
and our economy. And they've got to start pulling the reins back and telling business that we're going to protect you so that you can grow. When we see a 1% drop in economic growth, you have to look at the regulatory burden and the uncertainty
yeah.
as causes of what's happening to keep our economy from moving forward. And they are going to be doing step-by-step approach to doing everything they can to protect, to get rid of this law and its negative effects on people, and to make the kinds of changes that would be positive changes for people, like providing real competition in the health sector,
mm-hmm.
not this fake competition that Obamacare does.
So most of the changes that are going to that have been pushed off from when they should have gone into effect last year have been pushed off to next year, won't happen officially. The compliance date is after the date of the election in November, but the preparation for that, any company who's going to fall under those provisions has got to start taking action prior to those compliance dates. So isn't that going to start being in the third quarter of this year when people are thinking about who they're going to vote for? Isn't the prospect of compliance going to be overshadowing some of that?
Well, the prospect of compliance, we're going to start to hear about what the likely premiums are going to be next
right.
year, what enrollment is actually going
we'll
to be.
We'll start seeing that in August and September, won't we?
Yes, we're going to start to see it actually rolling throughout the summer, which is going to not make the White House happy, that they're
right.
going to keep hearing, oh, well, there are going to be 10% increases in premiums in Kansas and 15% in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
This is not going to be good going into the economy. By the way, Jim, we have a new website we have launched called ObamacareWatch.org,
right.
and I invite people to go there, because not only do we have what we write at the Galen Institute, but also what our colleagues are writing about the impact of Obamacare on the economy, on businesses. So in addition to Galen.org, I would invite people to go to ObamacareWatch.org for even more information on the impact of this law.
So check that out, folks. You know, Grace Marie, this is double jeopardy. Obamacare is double jeopardy for Main Street small businesses, because not only is the law creating problems all by itself in complying with it and for small businesses, but the uncertainty of it, the way it ripples through the economy and creates all this uncertainty, that's double jeopardy for small business, and it's one of the reasons why our economy is languishing right now. What do you think?
Exactly, 100% right. I totally agree with you. We've got to get rid of this.
Yeah. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, president of the Galen Institute, GALEN.org. Grace Marie, thanks again for being here. We appreciate you very much.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and thanks, Tim, for all you do.
Thank you. Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. I'll be back after the news. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.